以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不加梵格原意，第六章，时节一至四，时间1966年9月2日，地点纽约。
是佛陀的话，佛陀 the other day we have explained who is 佛陀。佛陀 is the last word.Of the absolute truth.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, 我们以前你解释过什么是 Bhagavan. Bhagavan 是绝对真理的最后一个词。
The absolute truth is realized in three phases. Impersonal Brahma, localized, Paramatma, Super Soul, and ultimately,As the Supreme Personality of God.
觉悟绝对真理有三个方面，非人格的 Brahman, 局限的 Paramatma 及超灵，以及终极的自尊人格神。
Ultimately, Bhagavan, or the Supreme Absolute Truth, is first. And secondarily, he is all-pervading Super Soul. And the...Brahma Jyoti is all yet.
终极的是 Bhagavan, 或者说绝对的真理是一个人。其次它是变成万有的超灵。然后便是 Brahma Jyoti 的光参。
So here it is said, see Bhagavan was. Bhagavan means the proprietor of everything. And,all powerful, all, he has got all the, all famous.
这里说到 Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Bhagavan 意思是一切的拥有者，有全部力量的，全然名誉的。
Nobody can be more famous than God.
没有人能比神更有名。
And all beautiful.And full of knowledge and full of renunciation.
他也是拥有全然的美丽，全然全部的姿势，全然的气绝。
Full of opulence, at the same time full of renunciation.
有全部的富裕，同时又是全然的气绝。
Here, in the material world, you'll find if a rich man has got great opulence.He's not liking to give it up.
在这个物质世界，你会发现，如果一个富人有很多财富，他不愿意放弃它。
He's not like.
他不愿意。
He does not like to renounce.
他不情愿弃绝。
But in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is fine, full of all opulence, but at the same time, full of renunciation.
但是在自尊人格神身上，你能发现全部的富裕，但同时又是全然的气绝。
The six qualifications: proprietor of all opulence, all famous, all strength, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation.
这六项资格，一切财富的拥有者，全然的名誉。全部的力量，全部的美丽，全部的姿势和全然的气绝。
Anywhere you find all these six qualifications in full, he is the Supreme Personality of God.
任何地方你能发现这六项资格，并且是完全的，他便是自尊人格神。
So here it is said, the Bhagavan was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.He's speaking.
因此这里说 Shri Bhagavan Vacha 自尊人格神在讲话。
He's speaking means he's speaking with all knowledge.
他在讲话意味着他在带着全部的知识讲话。
His knowledge has no flaw. Our knowledge has many, so many flaws.
他的知识没有缺点，我们的知识有那么多的缺点。
We commit mistakes, We are illusion.
我们会犯错误，我们会受迷惑。
Sometimes we speak something, and at our heart there is something else. That means we cheat.
有时候我们嘴上讲的是一回事，心里想的是另一回事，那意味着我们在欺骗。
And our experience all imperfect, because our senses are imperfect.
我们的经验又都是不完美的，因为我们的感官是不完美的。
Therefore, I cannot speak anything to you.
因此我什么也不能对你说。
Oh, if you ask me, Swamiji, then what you are speaking?
如果你问我 Swamiji, 那么你为什么在讲话呢？
I am speaking simply what the Supreme Personality Godhead has said.
我只是在说自尊人格神已经说过的。
I'm just repeating the same words. That's all.
我只是在重复同样的话。
Don't think that I'm speaking. I'm simply an instrument.
不要以为是我在说话，我只是工具。
Real speaker is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is without and within.
真正在说话的是自尊人格神，他在外又在内。
So what does he say?
他说什么呢？
He says, Anasitam, anasita karma phalam, karjam karma karoti ja, sa sanyasi cha yogi cha, na niragni na chakriya. Anasita, anasita means without any shelter.
Anasita 意思是没有任何庇护所。
Karma phalam. Everyone is working, expecting some result.
Karma phalam. 每个人工作都期望某种结果。
Whatever you do, what? You expect some result.
无论你在做什么，你期望某种结果。
Here, Bhagavan says, the Supreme Personality God has said, that anyone who works,without any shelter of the result.
这里巴格旺说，即自尊人格神在说，一个人如果工作不脱皮于任何结果。
He what? Then, if he does not expect any result, then why does he work?
他在工作，如果他不期待任何结果，他为什么工作呢？
Unless, suppose, I ask somebody,to work this way, then he will expect something, some result, some remuneration, some reward, or some salary.
在这，如果我要求一个人做这样事，那么他会期待某样东西、某种结果、某种报偿、回报或者薪水。
That is the way of working here.
这是这里的工作的方式。
But, Krishna prescribes.The anasita karma phalam. One who works without any expectation of result or reward.
但是 Krishna 规定说，一个人应该工作不期待任何结果和报偿。
Then why does he work?
那他为什么要工作呢？
Karjam. It is my duty. It is my duty.
Karjam.那是我的义务，是我的义务。
Not with the result, but as duty.
不是要求结果，而是作为义务。
I'm duty bound to do this.
我有义务做这样事。
Karjam karma karoti ja. In such a way, if somebody works, sa sanyasi, he is actually in the renounced order of life.
Karyam karma karoti jaha. 如果一个人以这种方式工作 sa sanyasi, 他事实上是处于生命的气绝阶层。
There are four stages of life according to Vedic culture.
按照伟大文化，生命有四个阶段。
We have many times explained to you that brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasi.
我们已经向你们解释过很多次了，是 Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha 和 Sannyasi。
Brahmachari means student life, to be trained up in spiritual understanding, Krishna consciousness, fully trained up。
Brahmachari 意思是学生生活，在灵性的理解 Krishna 界中得到全部的训练。
He is called Brahmachari。
这样的人被称为 Brahmachari。
Then, after full training, he accepts wife, he gets himself married, and lives with family and children.
然后得到全部训练之后，他结婚，接受一位妻子和家庭、孩子生活在一起。
That is called Grihastha.
那被称为 Grihastha.
Then, after 50 years, he leaves the children alone and gets out of home, accompanied by his wife, and travels.In a holy places, that is called Vanaprastha, retired life.
然后在五十岁之后，他抛下孩子，和妻子一起离开家庭，在各个圣地旅游，那被称为 Vanaprastha, 隐退的生活。
And at last, he gives up his wife to the care of his children, grown-up children, and he remains alone.
最后，他把他的妻子托付给他的已经成年的孩子们。而他自己一个人在一起。
And that is called sannyas, a renounced order of life.
那被称为 sannyasi, 即弃绝阶层。
So these four orders of life, there are.
因此这是生活的四个阶段。
Now Krishna says that simply renouncement is not all.
这儿 Krishna 说仅仅弃绝是不够的。
Simply renouncement is not all.
仅仅弃绝是不够的。
There must be some duty.
必须要有一些义务。
Karjam, karjam means it is my duty.
Karjam 意思是这是我的义务。
Now what is that duty?
He. 那么那个义务是什么呢
？He has renounced the family life. He has no more botheration.How to maintain his wife and children? Then what is his duty?
他已经弃绝了家庭生活，他不用再费神维系他的妻子和孩子。那么他的义务是什么呢？
That duty is very responsible duty. To work for Krishna.
那个义务是非常责任重大的义务，为 Krishna 服务。
Karjam.Karjam man is the real duty.
Karjam 意思是它是真正的义务。
There are two kinds of duties in our life.
在我们生活中有两种义务。
One duty is to serve the illusion, and the another duty is to serve the reality.
一种义务是为假象服务，另一种义务是为真实服务。
When you serve the reality.That is called real sannyas.
当你在为真实服务，那被称为是真正的 sannyas.
And when we serve the illusion, that is called maya.
而当我们为假象服务，那被称为 maya.
Now, either to serve the reality or to serve the illusion, I am in such a position that I have to serve.
或者是为真实服务，或者是为假象服务。我是在这样一种地位，我必须服务。
My position is not to become the master, but to become the servant.
我的地位不是成为主人，而是成为仆人。
That is my constitution.
那是我的本性。
Everyone in this material world is a servant.Nobody is master.
在这个物质世界里的每一个人都是仆人，没有人是主人。
One thinks that I am the master, but he is actually servant.
一个人会想我是主人，但他事实上是仆人。
Suppose if you have got your family, if you are thinking that you are the master of your wife, of your children, of your servant, of your business, that is false.
假设说你有你的家庭，如果你想你是你的妻子的主人、你的孩子的主人、你的仆人的主人，或者你的生意的主人， 那是虚假的。
You are the servant of your wife, you are the servant of your children, you are the servant of your servants.
你是你妻子的仆人，你是你孩子的仆人，你是你的仆人的仆人。
That is your real position.
那是你真正的地位。
Any case you take, the president, he is considered to be the master of your country, but actually he is the servant of your country.
随便举个例子，总统被认为是你们国家的主人，但事实上他是你们国家的仆人。
So if you go on analyzing that our position is always servant.
如果你这么分析下去，我们的地位总是仆人。
So either we shall become the servant of illusion, or we shall have to become the servant of God.
或者我们成为假象的仆人，或者我们成为神的仆人。
But if we remain the servant of illusion, then our life is wasted.
但如果我们当假象的仆人，我们的生命便浪费了。
Everyone is servant of illusion. He's servant of nobody, but servant of illusion.
每一个人都是假象的仆人，他不是任何人的仆人，而是假象的仆人。
He is expecting some profit.
他在期待某种利益。
For serving, he is expecting some profit.
他期待通过服务得到某种利益。
But that profit is transient and illusion.
但那得到的利益是短暂的、虚幻的。
Therefore, he is servant of illusion.
因此，他是假象的、虚幻的仆人。
And when.A person becomes to his real senses, transcendental senses, or jnana. When he becomes actually the person in knowledge, then he becomes the servant of the reality.
但是当一个人恢复了他真正的理智，超然的理智，即 jnana， 当他真正的处于姿势之中，那么他成了真实的仆人。
Because.I am servant always, this way or that way.
因为我总是仆人，这样的或者是那样的。
So knowledge means, then why shall I serve the unreal illusion? Let me serve the reality. If my business is to serve and nothing to be, never to be master, always to serve, then why I shall serve the illusion? Let me serve the reality.
因此，姿势意味着，我为什么要为这不真实的假象而服务呢？我要为真实而服务。如果我的任务是服务，而永远不是成为主人，永远去服务，那我为什么要服务于假象呢？我要服务于真实。
That sense is called knowledge.
那种理智被称为知识。
So anasthita karma phalam, sannyas, renounced order of life beingsOne who is in perfect knowledge, he can take sannyas.
Sannyas, 弃绝阶层，意味着一个处于完美的姿势中的人，他可以接受 sannyas.
Otherwise, if he takes all of a sudden the renounced order of life, he will create misery for himself and misery for others.
不然的话，如果他突然地接受了弃绝阶层。他会给自己制造苦难，也给别人制造苦难。
In full knowledge, that's sannyas.
Sannyas 要处于完全的知识之中。
Yes, how that full knowledge is exhibited after sannyas, that is explained here by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
在这儿，自尊人格神解释了如何在。得到三亚死之后展示全然的姿势。
What is that? Karjam.
那是什么呢? Karjam.
It is my duty to become Krishna conscious and to serve the cause of Krishna. Oh, that is my duty. That is my real duty.
变得 Krishna 知觉为 Krishna 服务那是我的义务那是我真正的义务。
When we come to this knowledge, then we become Mahatma or the great soul.
当我们得到了这一知识，那我们变成了 Mahatma, 即伟大的灵魂。
Vasudeva Sarvamiti, some Mahatma Sudurla. He'll find in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mang Prabhadna. After many, many births, when a person, when a soul is perfectly elevated to the platform of real knowledge, transcendental knowledge.
在布加梵文中你的发现，在许多许多生之后，当一个人一个灵魂完美的提升到了真正的姿势，超然的姿势的地步。
Then what does he do? He surrenders unto me, Krishna says.
那么他做什么呢？ Krishna 说，他向我皈依。
Surrenders unto me, but why? Now Vasudeva Sarvamiti, you are everything, Vasudeva.
为什么呢？Oh, Vasudeva, 你是一切。
Vasudeva means Krishna.
Vasudeva 意思是 Krishna.
This is Krishna consciousness.
这边是 Krishna 直觉。
But Krishna said, such so Mahatma Sudhullava, such great soul is very scarce, rarely found.
但是 Krishna 说，这样的伟大的灵魂是非常稀少的，非常罕见的。
But any intelligent person,If you understand this philosophy, that my ultimate goal of life is to surrender unto Krishna, why not surrender immediately? Why shall I wait? Bhavanam janmanam ante, why shall I wait for so many births?
一个真正智慧的人，如果他理解了这一则时，即我的生命的终极的目标是向 Krishna 皈依。那为什么不立即皈依呢？为什么我还要等呢？还等什么呢？为什么还要等很多生世呢？
The next stage is called real sannyas.
那样的阶段被称为真正的 sannyas.
Karjam. Karjam means it is my duty.
Karjam 意思是这是我的义务。
I am not forced, but voluntarily, out of love, transcendental love.
我不是被迫的，而是自愿的。出于爱，超然的爱。
Just like mother serves this child out of love.
正如母亲出于爱而为孩子服务。
There is no question of salary or remuneration.
并不存在薪水或者报酬的问题。
The mother loves his child. Similarly,
母亲爱着孩子。
You can love the Supreme Lord in many ways.
类似的，你可以以那么多的方式去爱至尊主。
You can love the Supreme Lord as master. You can love the Supreme Lord as friend. You can love the Supreme Lord as child. You can love the Supreme Lord as your husband. Anyway, there.
你可以爱至尊主作为主人，你可以爱至尊主作为朋友，你可以爱至尊主作为孩子，你可以爱至尊主作为丈夫，任何方式。
There are five different rasas.Or human in which we are eternally related with the Supreme Law.
有五种不同的 rasa 或者说 human 在其中我们永恒的和至尊主有关系。
And when we are actually in the liberated stage of our knowledge, we can understand that our relationship with the Lord is in this way.
而当我们真正的处于拥有全部知识的解脱的阶段，我们可以明白，我们和自和主的关系是这样一种。
That is called Swarup Siddhi. That is real self-realization.
那被称为 Swarup Siddhi， 那是真正的自我觉悟。
That is real self-realization. Everyone has an eternal relationship with the law, either.In the conception of master and servant, or in the conception of friend and friend, or in the conception of parents and the child, or in the conception of husband and wife, or in the conception of parama and lover and beloved.
那是真正的自我觉悟。每一个人都和至尊主有一种永恒的关系，或者是在主人和仆人的概念。或者是在朋友和朋友的概念，或者是在父母和孩子的概念，或者是在丈夫和妻子的概念，或者是在情人和爱侣之间的概念。
So These relationships are there eternally.
这些关系都是永恒的。
Now, the whole process of spiritual realization is to come to this stage, transcendental stage.
整个的灵性觉悟的过程便是要到这一阶段，超然的阶段。
This relationship with the Supreme Lord is perversely reflected in this material world.
和自尊主的这种关系是在这个物质世界里扭曲的反应的。
And therefore, we have got this relationship here, master and servant.
因此，我们在这里也有这种关系，主人和仆人。
But because it is perverted, therefore that relationship is not master and servant. That relationship is with the money and the benefits.
但因为它是扭曲的，因此这种关系并不是主人和仆人，这种关系是带着金钱的和利益的。
There is no love. There is no love.
在其中并没有爱。
Here in this material world.The master and the servant, that relationship continues so long the master is able to pay the servant.
在这个物质世界，主人和仆人的关系能够继续维持，如果主人能够支付仆人。
As soon as the payment is stopped, the relationship of master and servant also stops.
一旦这种支付停止了，主人和仆人的关系也就停止了。
Therefore, that is not eternal.
因此，那并不是永恒的。
Come on, sit down. That is not eternal. Similarly, here also, there is relationship between friend and friend. But, in slight difference of opinion, the friendship breaks.
同类似的，在这里也有朋友和朋友的关系，但是稍微有一点意见分歧，友谊便破裂了。
The friend becomes enemy.
朋友成了敌人。
Therefore, it is perverted reflection.
因此，这是一种扭曲的倒影。
Similarly, the relationship between relationship between mother and son, a slight difference of opinion breaks the relationship.And the son becomes out of the relationship of mother becomes out of the.
类似的，在这里的母亲和儿子的关系，有一些意见分歧，便要破裂母子关系。
Everywhere, husband and wife, a slight difference of opinion, there is divorce, separation.
都是这样，丈夫和妻子有一点意见分歧，便要离婚分居。
So, no relationship here in this material world is actual.
在这个物质世界里的没有一种关系是真正真实的。
Always remember that all relationship in this material world is perhaps a reflection of that relationship which we have got eternally with the Supreme Personality of God.
要牢记，在这个物质世界里的所有的关系都是我们在永恒的和自尊主有的关系的一种扭曲的倒影。
It is simply reflected, just like the sun sign, and the sun sign is reflected in the glass, and that reflection comes to your.
这只是一种倒影反射，比如说太阳在玻璃上反射，那种反射到我的房子里来。
In my apartment.At 6 o'clock, the sun sign comes from the eastern side. In the evening, the sun sign cannot come from the eastern side.
在早上六点，太阳是从东边升起，因此在晚上太阳光不可能从东边过来。
The sun sign comes from the western side, but it is coming because it is reflected through a glass in the opposite house.
太阳光应该是从西边过来。但他现在在从东面过来，因为他是从对面的房子的窗户上反射过来。
This is the idea of reflection.
这边是反射的概念。
That reflection of the sunshine is not real, but it appears just like sunshine.
那反射的阳光并不是真正的阳光，但它看上去就像阳光一样。
Similarly, all our relationship here, either as master and servant, or as friend and friend, or as parents and child, or as husband and wife, or as lover and the beloved, any relationship, whatever we see here, that is the perfect reflection of our eternal relationship with God.
类似的，我们在这里的一切关系。或者是主人和仆人的，或者是朋友和朋友的，父母和孩子的，丈夫和妻子的，爱人和爱人的，我们在这里看到的任何关系，都是我们和神的永恒的关系的扭曲的反应倒影。
So when we come to that and the platform of understanding, then we are perfectly knowledge.
当我们到达了那样的理解的层面。我们便是完美的处于自始之中。
So when that knowledge comes, here it is stated, he said, the service of the Lord, Krishna consciousness, karjam, karjam means it is my duty.
这里说到，当他有了那样的知识，他便开始对神的服务 ，Krishna 是指 karjam 意思是这是我的义务。
Because I have got my eternal love relationship with Krishna. There is no question of remuneration. Of course, remuneration is there, 1,000 times more than what remuneration we get here.
因为我和 Krishna 有永恒的爱的关系，因此并没有报偿的问题。当然，在那里也有报，在那里的报偿要比我们在这里提供服务得到的报偿多成千上万倍。
By rendering our service, Krishna. 1,000 times, because there is no limit.
并不是成千上万倍，因为那是无限的。
There is a nice story of a great devotee, Bali Maharaj.
有个很好的故事，讲到一个伟大的奉献者巴利马哈拉吉。
Bali Maharaj was a very powerful king, and he conquered over the heavenly planet.
巴利马哈拉吉是个非常强大的国王，他征服了天堂星宿。
So the denizens of the heavenly planet, they appeal to the supreme lord to save them, that we are now conquered by the demonic king, Bali Maharaj.
天堂星球的居民们便向至尊主请求拯救他们。我们现在被这个恶魔的国王巴利马哈拉吉征服了。
So, Bali Maharaj.And Krishna took the shape of a dwarf and went to Bali Maharaj for begging as a Brahmin boy.
Krishna 便化身为一个侏儒，作为一个 Brahmin 的孩子，到巴利马哈拉吉那里去乞讨。
And he approached him, Bali Maharaj, I want something from you. You are a great king. You give in charity to the Brahmin. So.I want something from.
他接近巴拉马拉吉说：“我想从你那里要一些东西。你是个伟大的国王，你像布拉曼们布施，因此我想从你那里要点东西。”
The Bali Maharaj said, "Yes, I shall give you what you want."
巴拉马拉吉说：“好吧，我会给你。你要什么呢？”
Now I want land of three in the measurement of my.Three soul measurement.
我要用我的脚掌丈量的三步的土地，就算只要这些。
So he was a boy, his soul was not very long.
他是个孩子，他的脚掌并不是很长的。
The Bali Maharaj said, "What he'll do is a small piece of land."
巴利马哈拉吉说，你要这一点土地干什么呢？
But he said.Yes, that will suffice me. If you promise this three measurement of my three palms land, that will suffice.
但是他说，那对我足够了。如果你许诺说给我用我的掌部丈量的三步的土地，对我就足够了。
Then, Bali Maharaj agreed, and by his two measurement of the palm, he covered the whole universe.
因此，巴利马哈拉吉同意了，而通过他的两步的丈量。 Krishna 便覆盖了整个的宇宙。
Then he is asking, Bali Maharaj, now whatever you got, now it is finished by 2 feet, by 2 measurements of my palm. Now where I am going to keep my third one?
因此他问巴利马哈拉吉，无论你有的是什么，我都在我的两步量了两下就结束了，那么现在我的第三步应该放在哪呢？
Then Bali Maharaj understood that it is the favor of the Supreme Lord.
巴利马哈拉吉明白这是至尊主的仁慈。
He said, My dear Lord, yes, I have now lost everything, I have no other property, but I have got my head. Please kindly keep.
他说我亲爱的主，是的，我失去了一切，我没有任何的财富，但是我有我的头，请把你的脚放在它上面。
So the Lord was very much pleased on him and he offered Bali Maharaj, then what do you want from me?
主非常的满意，因此他说巴利马哈拉吉，那么你想从我这里要些什么呢？
No, I never expected anything from you. I could understand. You wanted from me everything. So I have offered my everything that is finished. I don't want.
不，我不想从你那里要任何东西。我明白你想从我这里拿走一切，因此我便给了你一切。那边就是那样，我并不想要。
Then Lord says, yes, but from my side,I have got something to offer you, and I shall remain as your order carrier servant in your door.
但是主说，你从我这一方面，我要给你一些东西，我要当你的门边的执行命令的仆人。
So he remained always just like we are sitting here. There may be some doorman. He is a Lord became his doorman.
就这样。主当了他的看门人。
So that is the return. If we offer something to Lord, that is rewarded in many millions of times.
那便是回报。如果我们向主提供一些东西，那回报是成百万倍的。
So we should not expect.
我们不应该期待。
The Lord is always serious to return the service of the servant.
主总是很认真地回报他的仆人，他的奉献者的服务。
So there are many devotees. This devotee, Bali Maharaj, is surrender everything for the service of the Lord. So he became a famous king.
有许多许多的奉献者，这个奉献者巴利马哈拉吉，为了服务一族，献出了一切，因此他成了一个著名的国王。
Sarva Atma Sapane.So now, anyone who thinks that service of Krishna or service of the Lord is my duty, he is the man in perfect knowledge.
如果一个人想对 Krishna 的服务、对主的服务是我的义务，特别是处于完美的姿势中的人。
Sannyasi ta yogi cha.And is actually yogi.
Sasanyasi cha yogi cha. 他事实上也是 yogi.
We have heard the names of so many yogis. But here, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he is actual yogi.
我们听说过那么多的 yogi 的名字，但是这里 Krishna 在《不加梵歌》中说，他是真正的 yogi.
Who has surrendered himself fully unto me.And he is engaged in my service as a matter of duty. That's it.
那一个全然的向我皈依，从事于对我的服务作为一种义务，那样的人是 yogi.
Sasanyasi sa yogi cha. Na niragni na chakriya. Na niragni. Niragni means those who have left home.
你知道跟你意思是那些离开了家庭的人。
Vanasam Dharma, one who is a householder, he has to perform daily yoga.
在 Vashyam Dharma 中，如果一个人是居士，他每天要进行 yoga.
So there is fire still you will find the Parsi is the fire worshipper.
因此呢要用火我们现在也能看到在巴西人中间他们是对火的崇拜者
So this fire worship is recommended in Vedic literature.
伟大文献中是推荐火的崇拜的
So Grihasthas or the householders they are expected to offer sacrifice on the fire daily.
因此 Grihasthas 们即居士们他们应该每天在火中供奉牺牲。
जो सन्नासमिति प्राहु जोगं तद्विद्धि पांडव न जसंगनस्त संकल्प जोगी भवति कश्चन That is very important point.
这里有一个非常重要的要点。
जो सन्नासमिति प्राहु Lord Sri Krishna in the steps of Jog that whatever is known as sannas renounce order of life that is also yoga
主 Sri Krishna 训示 Arjuna 说无论什么被了解为是 sannyasi 弃绝阶层的那也是 yoga
yoga system and sannyas is there is no difference because everything on the yoga system this Bhagavad Gita is also known as yoga system
瑜伽体系和三加斯并没有区别这个 Bhagavad Gita 也是瑜伽的系统
You'll find here three kinds of yoga Karma Yoga Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga
在这里能发现三种 Yoga Karma Yoga Jnana Yoga 和 Bhakti Yoga
So just like you have got a staircase to rise up to the 5th or 6th or 10th floorOr more than that, the whole staircase for the lift service is called yoga.
正如你有楼梯，可以升上第五层、第六层、第十层或者更高，这整个的楼梯或者说从提升的功用被称为 yoga.
Now, somebody may be in the fifth floor, somebody may be in the tenth floor, somebody may be on the 50th floor. But the same lift service is going.
一个人可能是在第五层，一个人可能是在第十层，另一个可能是在第五十层，但这整个的提升的功用都在那。
You get the lift service as the yoga connection between the highest story to the down.
这整个提升的功用是 yoga 连接最高层和底层。
Anyone who has elevated himself.To a certain platform, someone is called Karma Yogi, someone is called Jnana Yogi, someone is called Dhyana Yogi, someone is called Bhakti Yogi.
一个人把他自己提升到了某个层面，他们中有的人被称为 Karma Yogi， 有的人是 Jnana Yogi， 有的人是 Dhyana Yogi， 有的人是 Bhakti Yogi.
So there are different kinds of yoga in this conception.
因此，从这一方面来看，有不同的 yoga。
Otherwise, the lift service, yoga service is the same.
不然的话，这整个的提升的功用，yoga 的功用是同样的。
It is the difference between the elevation point.
不同，区别是在于提升的高度。
Similarly, jang sannyasam iti prahu yogam tang vidhi pandava. Oh, Arjuna, Pandava means the son of Pandu, Arjuna.You can understand that what is sannyas and what is yoga, they are the same principle.
同样的，在这里 Krishna 说 ，Arjuna， Pandu 的意思是 Pandu 的儿子 Arjuna。你可以明白什么是 sannyas， 什么是 yoga， 那是同样的原则。
They are the same principle. How?
为什么他们是同样的原则呢？
那jasangnasta sankalpa yogi bhavati kashchan。Because without being freed from desire or sense gratification, nobody can become either a yogi or a sannyasi.
因为如果不能免于感官享受的欲望，一个人不能够成为 yogi， 也不能成为 sannyasi.
Everyone is trying to have some profit out of his activity.
每个人都在期望他的活动有某种利益。
There are many yogis, they perform yoga system, or teach yoga system for some profit.
有那么多的瑜伽师，他们练习瑜伽系统或者教授瑜伽系统是为了某种利益。
But that is not the idea of yoga system.
但那并不是 yoga 系统的主意。
Everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord.
一切都应该从事于对主的服务。
Everything, whatever we do, either as ordinary worker, or as sannyasi, or as yogi, or as jnani, all our energy should be dotted with Krishna consciousness.
一切，无论我们做什么，不论是作为普通的工人，或者作为 sannyasi， 或者作为 yogi。或者是作为 Gyani， 我们说的能量都应该与 Krishna 智觉所契合。
That is real sannyas, that is real yoga.
那是真正的 sannyas， 那是真正的 yoga。
Arudukham nijyogam karma karanam ucchate. Those who are just stepping on the staircase of the yoga system, for them,karma karanam ucchate, they must walk.
那些刚刚踏上瑜伽系统的阶梯的人，对于他们 karma karanam ucchate, 他们必须工作。
In the beginning, nobody should stop working. Nobody should stop working.
在一开始，没有人应该停止工作，没有人应该停止工作。
Like you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna requesting Arjuna to become a yogi, but he never asked him to cease from the fight.
正如你在波伽梵歌中能发现 ，Krishna 要求 Arjuna 成为一个 yogi， 但他从来没有要求他停止作战。
How one can become a yogi at the same time remain a fighter?
一个人怎么能成为一个 yogi， 同时又能是一个战士？
That a practical example you see.
在这里你看到一个实际的例子。
Krishna is asking Arjuna, Tasmat yogi bhava Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, therefore you become a yogi.
Krishna 要求 Arjuna, Tasmat yogi bhava Arjuna. 我亲爱的 Arjuna, 因此你要成为一个瑜伽师。
But he, at the same time, he is asking to fight.
但在同时他又要求他作战。
Now we know the yogi sits down at a place and meditates and concentrates his mind and controls his senses. How is that? He is fighting at the same time yogi.
我们知道 yogi 是坐在一个地方开始冥想，集中他的心意，控制他的感官。那他怎么能一边作战，在同时又是 yogi？
This is the mystery of Bhagavad Gita.
这便是。Bhagavad Gita 的奥秘。
You can remain a fighting man at the same time the highest yogi, highest sannyasi.
你可以坚持作战，在同时又是最高的 yogi, 最高的 sannyasi.
How in Krishna consciousness?
如何能做到呢？你在 Krishna 世界中。
You have to fight for Krishna, that's all.
你必须为 Krishna 作战，就是这样。
That is the secret.
那便是秘密。
That is the secret.If you fight for Krishna, if you fight for work, fight for work for Krishna, if you eat for Krishna, if you sleep for Krishna, if you do everything for Krishna, then you are the yogi, you are the sannyasi, and you are everything.
如果你为 Krishna 作战，为 Krishna 服务，为 Krishna 吃饭，为 Krishna 睡觉，做一切都是为了 Krishna。那么你是有 yogi， 你是 sannyasi， 你什么都是。
That is the secret of Bhagavad Gita. It is a practical example.
那边是不带翻歌的奥秘，这是一个实际的榜样。
That Arjuna is asked, "Tasmad yogi bhava Arjuna?" My dear, now you'll find in this chapter, Krishna will instruct Arjuna how to become.
In Yogi. 我们会看到 Arjuna 被教导 Tasmat Yogi Bhava Arjuna 在这章中你能发现 Krishna 会教导 Arjuna 如何成为一个 Dhyana Yogi。
That is meditation, Yogi, in meditation.
那是在冥想中的 Yogi。
He will ask Arjuna in this chapter and he will find Arjuna will say, My dear Krishna, it is impossible for me.
你会发现在这一章中他会问 Arjuna， 而 Arjuna 说我亲爱的 Krishna， 这对我是不可能的。
It is impossible for me. This system which you recommend for meditation is not possible for me.
这对我是不可能的，你推荐的这个冥想的系统对我是不可能的。
And actually also, although the instruction of yoga system is offered to Krishna in very full detail,He'll never find in the history of Arjuna's life that ever he became a meditator.
事实上也是这样，虽然 Krishna 给予了对瑜伽系统的非常详尽的教导，在 Arjuna 的历史中，你从来没有不会发现他成为一个冥想者。
Ever. Then how became the most perfect yogi?
他从没有这样做过，那么他怎么成为最完美的瑜伽师呢？
That is, that we find in the, at the end of this chapter, that one who is always thinking of Krishna.
那我们能在这一章的结尾处找到一个总是想着 Krishna 的人。
Yogi namapi sarvesam madgata santanatmana sadhyavan bhajati juma samedhiktatama mataha. Krishna, when he saw that Arjuna, he declined.Then he said, my dear Krishna, my dear Arjuna, you are the highest yogi. You are the topmost yogi.
Krishna, 当他看到 Arjuna 在拒绝，他说，我亲爱的 Arjuna, 你是最高的 yogi, 你是最高等的 yogi.
Why? Because you are always thinking of me.
为什么呢？因为你总是在想着我。
Yes. You have no other business than to think of me.
除了想着我以外，你没有其他的任务。
This is the yoga system, this is the sannyasa system, this is the jnana system.
因此，这便是 yoga 的系统、sannyasa 的系统、jnana 的系统。
All perfection of jnana, yoga, jnana, whatever, sacrifice, charity, and penance, all the recommended activities for spiritual realization end.In Krishna consciousness.
无论是 Jnana, Yoga, Dhyana, 或者祭祀牺牲、此布施、苦行，所有的为了灵性觉悟而推荐的活动，最后终点都在于 Krishna 直觉。
If you directly become Krishna conscious, then you are yogi, sannyasi, and everything, as it is stated here. Sa sannyasi sa yogi cha.
如果你能够直接的变得 Krishna 直觉，那么你是 yogi。你是 sannyasi， 什么都是。正如这里所说到的 ，sannyasa sannyasi cha yogi cha。
He is sannyasi, he is yogi, and he is everything.
他是 sannyasi， 他是 yogi， 他什么都是。
Everything. This simple method to become Krishna conscious is the highest perfection of life.
因此，这个简单的方法变得 Krishna 直觉，是生命的最高的完美。
Therefore, this society established for Krishna consciousness.
因此，我们建立了这个协会，为了 Krishna 直觉。
The techniques are there in the Bhagavad Gita, and there are Srimad Bhagavata. Just try to accept this principle of life, and your this human form of life will be successful and perfect, by Krishna consciousness.
这些技术在布达梵歌中都有，还有在须玛的八卦他们中，要试着接受这一生命的原则，那么你的人类的生命便能够成功，便能够完美，通过 Krishna 之间。
Sarukha Muni Jugam Karma Karna Muchyate Those who are in the preliminary state they should always work for Krishna.
那些处于初级阶段的人，他们总是应该为 Krishna 而工作。
Always they must find out always some duty. What is there to work now for Krishna consciousness?
他们总是应该找到某种义务， 那现在该为 Krishna 自己在做什么？
Dharma karana muchyate. They should not remain idle for a second.
他们一秒钟也不应该闲待着。
Always find out some duty.
总是要找到某种义务。
That is meditation. How I shall work for Krishna?
那便是冥想。我应该怎么样为 Krishna 工作？
Arurukhamane yogam karma karana muchyate. Yogarurasya tasyaiva samakarana muchyate.And when one is advanced in perfect stage of that Krishna consciousness, then he may not physically work, but because within himself he is always working for Krishna.
当一个人在 Krishna 境界中进步到完美的阶段，那么他可能身体不工作，但事实上在他之内，他总是在为 Krishna 工作。
Samakaranam cha. In the beginning,just like in small boys and children, they are always 24 hours engaged in the schooling. Otherwise, they will spoil.
Karma karanam ujjate. 在一开始，就像小孩子们，他们总是24小时的在学校，要不然他们会被宠坏。
So similarly, those who are in the preliminary stage of Krishna consciousness,They should always engage themselves in the work. There are varieties of work. There are varieties of work.
这样的，那些在 Krishna 知觉的初级阶段的人，他们总是应该从事于工作，而有许多许多不同的工作。
Now, those who are actually working with our society, they practically do not find any time, any rest.
那些真正在为我们的协会工作的人。他们事实上找不到任何时间任何休息
There are so many work they cannot finish
有那么多工作一个人根本做不完
Day and night you have got work
日夜我们必须为 Krishna 知觉而工作
Krishna Bhakta and we are happy to execute such work
而我们很高兴地做这些工作
and the students who are working with us cooperating they are also happy
那些和我们一起工作在合作的学生们他们也很快乐
You'll find happiness. If you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, you'll never get tired.
你会发现快乐。如果你24小时唱诵 Hare Krishna, 你永远不会疲倦。
And that is it. You'll never get tired. And any other material thing, if you chant, if you repeat three times, you'll get tired.
你不会疲倦。而其他的物质的东西，如果你唱诵，你只要重复三次，便累了。
It is practical thing.
这是实际的检验。
But if you go on chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours, you'll never get tired.
如果你持续唱诵 Hare Krishna 24小时，你不会快，根本不会累。
So if you engage yourself in the activity of Krishna consciousness, you'll never get tired. Because you are acting on the spiritual platform.
因此，如果你从事 Krishna 这些的活动，你永远不会累，因为你是在灵性的层面上活动。
Spiritual platform is absolute.
灵性的层面是绝对的。
The material planet platform is different. If you work very hard, then you get tired.
物质的层面是不同的。如果你努力的工作，你便会累。
So these are the understanding of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness.
这些是对于灵性的知觉、Krishna 知觉的理解。
Now here it is very clearly explained.
下一个世界很清楚地讲到
Jadahi Nendriyatkesu Nakarmasu Anasajjate Sarvasankalva Sanyasi Yugarhurastadachate When one becomes first class yogi or when one is considered to be elevated in the highest yogic platform or sanyas platform that Jada at that time whenNow in that case, a person works not for sense gratification, next. Everyone works for sense gratification. In the material world, everyone is working for sense gratification. Everyone works here to get some reward, some remuneration for wages, and that is utilized for sense gratification. Now here it is said, Jovarula.When one is perfect yogi, that is explained here, that Jadahi na indriyarthesu, when one does not work for sense gratification, na karmasu amsajjate, he does not engage himself in the work simply for sense gratification. And sarva sankalpa sannyasi, and he has no desire to get any fruit, because his desired king Krishna is already there, so he has no other desire.
Jesus.